Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I was going to get a picture and enhance it a lot, but I'm just going to say it. You see, one night I mentioned that about Obed-Edom being so blessed that his Rhode Island roosters were laying double yolk eggs. And some of y'all doubted that. You see, that's why y'all are weak in faith. It's no marvelous thing for a hen to lay an egg. But for a rooster to lay an egg, when David heard that his roosters were laying eggs, he said, I got to go get the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. And I was just going to Google around a little bit, because I imagine you can find a rooster that laid an egg. Hallelujah. So by faith, his roosters laid some eggs. How many of y'all with me? Got two of y'all. That's enough. Two or three agree on any one thing. He said he'll be in them. Hallelujah. I used to have some Rhode Island red hens, and they laid those big double yolk eggs. But I think y'all got a kick out of them roosters laying it. But y'all are a little weak in faith. Y'all need to praise the name of the Lord. Anybody got a testimony about what God is doing? Not what you're doing, what God is doing. Anybody? Praise the Lord. I'm glad. Is he doing something? There we go. Hallelujah. He's great big and he's prayer answering. Brother Buddy's had his gallbladder out and he's back to picking peas. Aren't you glad? Thank the Lord. Anybody else? I like that. Sister Mel.
Be blessed, his holy.
Hallelujah. Why don't you raise your hands to the Lord and bless him from within inside of you. Let it come out from your heart. Hallelujah.
Has done great things. Oh, he has done great things. Well, he has done great things. Bless his holy, his holy name.
For the great thing, the great thing. Hallelujah. 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 Great things. If in case you notice, the lighting's a little different. Some of you say, what'd y'all do? Lord, we moved one light. They've always said if you want the piano from that side to that side, you got to do it an inch at a time so people don't notice. And you can get it over there, just don't move it too much at a time. We moved that out about 10 feet so we could get a little bit, y'all could see more of my face and my teeth and not a shadow. So, and you see the flowers better, right? Now that created a little problem back here when we moved that. But there is a remedy on the way. I'm still tight with your coins. And we got some lighting, the LED lighting we're going to do, but it's not cheap. We're going to do it, Lord willing, but it's not cheap. So I get as many miles out of things as I can, and then I'll do something different. John chapter 3, verse 14. I want to teach something to you. I ask you to stay with me, stay open. The Lord gave me this. It's happened like last time. I had something else, and then boom, this thought comes, and I'm going to preach it first time to you. And so I didn't have time to really proofread it like I want to, so bear with me. The thought will be the same. The delivery may not be as well as I'd like for it to be. But John chapter 3 and verse 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the snake, the serpent, in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Just like that, it is a comparison. I'm going to be lifted up like that snake, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He put him on a pole, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He'll put him on a pole to save the world, just like Moses did the snake. Then John, you read on down a few chapters later in 12 and 31, now is judgment of this world. He talked about it in John 3. He's getting ready to do it in John 12. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. The snake will be replaced. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. This he says, signifying what death he should die. Then looking at 2 Corinthians, of course, that death was the cross. Looking at 2 Corinthians 12 and 7, Paul said, "And lest I should be exalted." Everyone say, "I." "Lest I should be exalted above where I should be through the abundance of these revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." I want to talk to you about the cross and the thorn. The cross and the thorn. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that there is inside this book. Hallelujah. Every answer to all of life's problems, they're correct inside of this book. If a man would follow this book, as you said in the law, he shall live. And the same is true in the New Testament church. If we will abide in you and you in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Lord, bless us tonight as we hear your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. The cross and the thorn. The Bible says that the serpent was the most sneaky, subtle animal in the field that the Lord God had made. And it was by chance that Satan chose not an ox, a buffalo, a giraffe to go to the woman. He chose the most subtle beast that the Lord God had made. He chose this snake to go to the woman. Now, understand that Eve knew exactly what God had said. There was no doubt. She had knowledge of what God said, that there was two trees in the garden. One you could eat freely of. And the other one, he said, the day you touch it even or eat of it, you shall surely die. There was no misunderstanding here. No, none at all. But this serpent came and romanced her by wooing her into a conversation to contest the knowledge of God or the knowledge of truth, to challenge it. It's like being a contestant on a game show. She was to contest. He was there to contest what she had been told to be true from God. And so Satan's greatest attack that he has on us is through contesting our faith. So that when God says something, he wants to put doubt, because where doubt is, God isn't, right? God cannot lie. That's one thing the Bible says he cannot do. So if he says something, that's it. But he makes us believe that's not what he meant. That's not really what he said. You become the contestant in romancing the snake. You become the contestant where he likes to tell you, Eve, I've been noticing that you come up to this tree quite often. You must have a little bit of